Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Twitter tracking tool that's called Hamilton 68, they're now reporting that Twitter accounts linked to Russian influence operations, well, they've been upping the frequency with which they're promoting this hashtag, release the memos.
There's a dashboard, Hamilton 68, named after the Federalist paper, Alexander Hamilton's Federalist paper, which focused on election meddling and protecting the process, which focuses on Twitter feeds and has determined that Russia was indeed, or sites alleged to be connected with Russia, were interfering in the Alabama election.
Hamilton 68. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Hamilton 68. So we're going to play the rest of that clip here in a second, but what I want to explain to you is it was all a ruse. A left-wing think tank claiming to track Russian online activity was responsible for thousands of bogus stories where they claimed that all this Russian stuff you're going to hear in the rest of this clip was because the interfering in the election was caused by the Russians. The Hamilton 68 dashboard was the brainchild of, you ready? You ready for this? Former FBI special agent and MSNBC contributor Clint Watts, and operated under, you ready for this? The Alliance for Securing Democracy, a think tank founded in 2017, shortly after, you want to know who took office? Donald Trump. The ASD Advisory Council included such figures as top Clinton ally John Podesta, who, by the way, should be in prison. He's got easy ties to the Chinese, selling America out. Obama-era acting CIA director Michael Morell, former U.S. ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul, and former conservative activist Bill Kristol. The latest Twitter files disclosure, the 15th so far, revealed how Hamilton 68's Russian bot dashboard repeatedly insisted there was widespread and deep Russian penetration of social media, unveiled that Twitter executives frequently challenged those claims internally. They knew it was a lie. But let you hear the rest of the clip. This is the media mashup of everybody talking about Hamilton 68 and how dangerous it is to the democracy.
Russian-linked Twitter accounts tried using the tragedy to stoke the nation's political divides. Kremlin-linked accounts flooded Twitter, using hashtags like Parkland and Gun Control Now to get into trending conversations. According to data collected by the nonpartisan dashboard Hamilton 68,
the bad news is the Russians are continuing to attack our democracy.
But they are every day playing on social media. There's a website called Hamilton 68 that measures some of it on Twitter, and they're trying to divide Americans on race, on guns. A website called Hamilton 68 has been tracking this behavior for months, and they do kind of tend to tweet about various controversial issues, including NFL protests.
That Russia was actively still working to meddle with our democracy. We've seen what the bots have been doing, according to the Hamilton Project. You were working on writing on that yesterday.
And it tracks around 600 Russia-linked accounts, and it doesn't provide the names of those accounts, because if it did, the Russians could simply change them.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
There's a Russian troll farm. There's a group in the United States that tracks what they do. And you know what their leading hashtag is this week out of the Russian troll farm?
What?
Release the memo.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. We have heard that. And so when the State Department says, well, it's already working, you know, we don't need additional sanctions, it's already working, they've gotten the message.
All they've got to do is go to Hamilton 68 and see that they're trolling us right. today.
There is actual fake news. It's weaponized by Russia. Right? I mean, you had this where they're created. I mean, fake stories out of the blue used to influence people in their thoughts and create division, that kind of thing. That's the real fake news.
Yeah. Over the weekend, Hamilton 68, a project that tracks Russian bots, found a dramatic increase in Russian bots using the hashtags surrounding that debate, trying to elevate the debate on Ingram's side overwhelmingly. Right. Mm-hmm. That itself is fascinating if folks want to see the extent to which these tweets are being weaponized.
And the Russian bots seize on these things. Whenever they sense division in the country, they seize on it and gin it up.
One of the dashboards we use, the Hamilton 68, 7 of the top 10 stories that were being pushed in terms of disinformation said that the United Kingdom had staged this chemical attack as a provocation, essentially, to justify these actions.
Even in the United States, there were some useful idiots that were actually doing Russia's bidding.
Gotta love that last comment by Joe Scarborough, right? Here in the United States, there are some useful idiots doing Russia's bidding. Yeah, they're called leftists. Welcome back, folks. That was a litany of media people who propagated lies started by the guy who found it, Clint Watts, former FBI special agent, MSNBC contributor. And who's he in partnership with? John Podesta from the Clinton administration, Obama's acting former CIA director, Michael Morell, U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, who we can bet your bottom dollar he's a lefty, and of course, Bill Kristol. But they want you to believe the media and everything that they talked about, all the malfeasance that the Russians were supposedly doing. Who was doing it? Hamilton 68. And who are these? Go to Hamilton 68. You'll see what they're up to. You'll see what they're up to. Why aren't all these people in jail? These are the people who are truly thwarting our democratic republic, constitutional republic, not a democracy. Remember when Democrats during the campaign folks were saying the January 6th thing is a big deal because our democracy is at stake? And now, in this thing, they talk about Russian troll farms. We were saying, release the memo. Go to Hamilton 68. Fake news was weaponization by Russia, is what they said. The fake news was what? Meant to influence people. Russian bots, they claim, would seize on the misinformation and then push it out. And you know who did all of that? The Democrats. This is not me making this up. You can figure this out for yourselves, folks. I don't claim to be news. But what I will tell you is, if you use any amount of common sense, you know exactly who's on your side and who is absolutely selling you what we used to say, a wolf's ticket. These Democrats are liars, and they will do whatever they can to win. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Factions in our government collude with former members of our government, government officials who work with the media and with social media giants to spread disinformation to Americans. And while they do that, they accuse Americans who dare look at things from a common sense perspective, but being the people spreading disinformation and misinformation, they ban us from social media. They essentially try to censor any media that we have, like they did the New York Post. And for the record, the New York Post is not conservative. They just actually report the truth. This is the state of our situation with the government. Let me put it a different way. Nothing this government tells you is true, that you can rely on it, that you can go, you know what, they have my best interest at heart. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Let me give you a few things that you can take to the bank. You don't need experts. What do they call them? Intelligence experts. You don't need medical experts. The stuff I'm about to tell you, you don't need one single expert for, because you are expert at what I'm about to tell you. You are expert at discerning, you know, nonsense from legit information. And I'm going to tell you some stuff that I guarantee you, you know. You may not want to admit it to yourself, and you may even not talk about it in mixed company, as they say. Mixed company being leftists and conservatives. But let me just give you some truisms. We've talked about them before. Joe Biden was elected in a coup. Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. The midterm elections in most of the places around this country were stolen. January 6th is absolute utter nonsense and nothing more than a cover-up by the Democrats for what they did with in cheating in elections. That's what January 6th is about. I can bet you this with 100% certainty that everything I just told you is a fact. And that's if the media and the social media people were to tell you the truth, and if this government were to tell you exactly what's going on, you will learn those three things I told you are gospel. Another fact. Democrats are colluding to protect the Biden family from scrutiny that the Trump family or any other Republican would be going under that would have landed Donald Trump in an impeachment. He would have been impeached. It would have landed his children in jail if they'd done anything close to what the Biden family's done. And the Democrats are doing this because they need a stooge like Biden in the White House to do their bidding. I can guarantee you this. Joe Biden is not in charge of the government, of the United States government. He may have the title of president, but he's not one. Climate change is a farce. It is weather. It is a never-ending attempt by leftists to grab money anytime they want, and they've gotten the entire world to fall for it. It is incessant, infinite. It will not end because there's no way for anybody to prove that you can or cannot save the planet. So it is a perpetual money machine. Democrats love these types of things, second only to those where they can tug at your heartstrings, like military or saving the kids through education. Those are the next two big boondoggles that we don't need in this country. You ready for the next one? COVID. Scam of global proportions. Everybody knew it. They all got together. They decided this would be the great reset, as they called it, and they were going to do it. And it's not over. If we let a generation of kids not understand what happened to them and make them understand that wearing those mouth diapers and quarantining themselves is something that will get tried again in their lifetimes. They probably won't try it in ours because we got more years behind us than we do in front of us. But your children and your grandchildren, I guarantee you, they only saw the first foray into what they will try to get these kids to do. The vaccines, even bigger money grab. I defy any of the people that call, Kevin, you shouldn't be talking about misinformation about these vaccines, man. You don't know anything about blah, 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 blah. You're a bunch of crackpots. I knew all about it. You want to know why? Because my BS meter is so freaking high, I'm in the top 0.1 percentile of being able to discern BS. And I knew it. Just like everything else I mentioned, all BS meters, just like what got me on TV, the BS meter of Michael Brown Jr. being a good kid going his way to college. BS. BS. Oh, cops are hunting black people. BS. Black people are our own worst enemy. That is a fact. So don't talk to me about, oh, the white man, this, that, and the other. Don't go to Michael Eric Dyson on me, because I'll just poke a hole in your balloon.
Yeah.
Been talking a lot about balloons lately, haven't we? You know what Joe Biden's doing? You know what metaphorically everyone needs balloons that got shot down? That is a Democrat losing an argument over something. Every one of those Chinese balloons he shot down is one of these theories, these so-called conspiracy theories, that is being shot down out of the air. All of them. And by the way, the balloon's perfect metaphor for leftism. Because they're just popping their own balloons. Boop, 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 boop. Joe Biden lets them fly across the country, get whatever they want, then starts shooting down other ones that they may or may not care about. But they got all they needed in reconnaissance from those other ones. If Trump had done it, he'd be impeached. I'm just getting started, folks. Scam. Hamilton 68. Here's some more on that. It was a scam. Hamilton 68 collected a handful of mostly real, mostly American accounts and described their organic conversations as Russian scheming. This is what Matt Taibbi wrote. Hamilton 68's pronouncements were used to allege a hidden Russian hand in U.S. politics from hundreds and possibly thousands of news stories during the Trump years. Now, Joel Roth, who's under investigation himself, wanted to push back publicly against Hamilton 68. He was warned on taking on the politically connected group by Twitter's then head of global policy communication, Emily Horn. Here's what he wrote. Unlike release the memo, the one primarily being driven by data from Hamilton 68, I'll do another sweep for spam shortly. But as of yesterday, it looked like this, like the right-leaning hashtag about the shutdown, which was only got the label of Russian because of the Hamilton dashboard, falsely accuses a bunch of legitimate right-leaning accounts for being Russian bots. How we publicly push back on Hamilton is a bigger question, but I don't think there's anything too noteworthy about the hashtag beyond that. He recognizes it was BS, and these people schemed against us, this Twitter leadership team. And this guy, I'll give him credit, he said, look, this does not look legit. What we learn about the left every single day blows my mind.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update, GOP intrigue over the latest officially announced presidential candidate, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
America is not past our prime. It's just that our politicians are past theirs.
Haley at a kickoff rally today in Charleston, South Carolina. Life without parole is the sentence for Peyton Gendron, the 19-year-old who pleaded guilty to shooting up a grocery store in a mostly black part of Buffalo, New York last year. He killed 10 and wounded 3. Michigan State University has scheduled a candlelight vigil for the victims of this week's mass shooting. 3 dead, 5 other students severely injured. One severe weather system is moving out of the Great Lakes today, and another is blasting Colorado and heading east. Denver's airport reports about 500 canceled or delayed flights. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose by 3% last month, well above the experts' predictions of a 2% rise. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections. You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen doing depositions surely yet to come.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Higgins essentially alluding that these people need to be arrested. The FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They used their relationship with Twitter to suppress the criminal activities of the Bidens, and they knowingly interfered in the 2020 election. Remember? Election deniers. And Barack Obama was right when he says the Russians can't interfere with us in the elections. He didn't have to have the Russians interfere. He had the FBI running his interference for him. Keep in mind, in 2016, they knew that Hillary Clinton was going to win that election. They knew it. And we voted so overwhelmingly for Trump, we threw their algorithm off. And that's when they decided to go DEFCON 1 on us. They went nuclear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Another Russian disinformation hoax perpetrated by the Democrats. How much information, how many facts, how much evidence do you think leftists need to know that they have been lied to about everything? Look. If you've been caught in this many lies, you would think that the Democrats would finally go, you know what, I'm done. By the way, millions have. The smarter ones have already said, I'm done. I'm either going to become an independent or I'm going to start paying attention to what the people on the conservative side of the aisle, the Republicans, may be saying. And I'm not telling you all Republicans aren't conservative. I'm not talking about the Mitch McConnells. But they've joined the MAGA crowd. For those of you, look, I cannot stand when Donald Trump starts criticizing other Republicans, particularly Ron DeSantis. But I will tell you, he's been vindicated over and over and over and over. Oh, I should tell people, I've been removed off Twitter for a week because of a tweet that I made. And So it's not over. Twitter is still run by leftists. Anyway, let me get back to the subject at hand. Can you imagine what we're going to learn about the coup that occurred in 2020 and the continued election cheating that occurred in the midterms? Because, folks, the truth is going to get out. We are little by little learning more and more about what these people did and the level in which they were willing to collude and how they were trying to cover up their stuff. And I keep telling these leftists, you think you're going to get away with this stuff, but people are much more aware than you believe, than you would even know. We're much more aware. And what they hate is they hate the free thinkers, the divergents, the ones that won't follow the party line. They hate it. So Matt Taibbi discovered that Twitter reverse-engineered this group called Hamilton 68, which was nothing more than an orchestrated leftist plot to cover up all the shenanigans they did revolving around the coup of 2020, where they deposed Donald Trump, and this idea that the Russians were interfering in our elections. It's the mean-spirited Russians. And while you're contemplating that, I want you to understand this full frontal attack on Putin. Vladimir Putin, he's the bad guy in this Ukraine war, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to believe? Because Lord knows he's attacking our precious democracy, which is really a constitutional republic. I always hasten to remind people. So when you think about Ukraine, Russia, and us shipping a bunch of products over to Ukraine, where Hunter Biden sat on the board of Burisma, and now we're paying them back with these military arms, and Russia is supposed to be the bad guy, then what do we learn? We learned that Joe Biden secretly blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, therefore depriving Europe, our partners, of precious oil and gas that Russia was supplying. Now, look, I'm not making a bid for Russia here. I'm just saying maybe the Russians aren't as bad as they want us to believe. Because you know what I'm figuring out? Compared to Putin, Joe Biden is Lucifer. The Democrats and other leftists, the media, social media, they are all part of an evil cabal that does not care about this nation. Given a choice between Putin and Biden to run America, I take Putin. I know, sounds crazy, doesn't it? But in today's scenarios, Putin is a better choice. So we learned that Twitter, in order to find out what the Democrats were doing, they reverse engineered Hamilton 68's methodology to recreate this supposed list of Russian bots that they said existed that were thwarting our democracy. Publicly, Twitter didn't admit it. They pretended they didn't know. They said, well, we're not sure what's going on here. And they allowed it to continue. They allowed all that misinformation that was going on to continue. Meanwhile, during that period, I was off Twitter. Many other conservatives were kicked off Twitter while they were spreading misinformation and lies, privately knowing that this was a scheme by the Democrats. They weren't saying a word. But they were still censoring us and kicking us off. In a January 3rd, 2018 email, Roth said his reverse engineering proved Hamilton 68 claims of providing data to prove Russian disinformation was festering on social media were, quote, totally bogus. This guy, the guy, Joel Roth, who is no friend of ours, this guy's he's a despicable person. But even he recognized, he went, wait a minute, this is total nonsense. He went on to say in his email, they don't know we have the list and they've refused to release it. So then he said, you know what we need to do? We need to hit the Alliance for Securing Democracy, ASD, which, by the way, the Alliance for Securing Democracy, did you get that name? They want to secure it. They want to make sure it's good. And you know what they were doing? They were poisoning it. They were one of the groups behind Hamilton 68, and he says, we need to give him an ultimatum. You either release the list or we will. That's what he wanted to do. Now, this is a guy, he's not on our side, but at least, I'm going to give him credit. He had the scruples to say, look, guys, I know publicly we're not going to say anything right now, but privately we got to get on top of this because this isn't right. Now, this guy writing this article says this timeline's important. He says, Roth reverse-engineered the list on October 3rd of 2017. He emailed it to his colleagues in a Google Doc. Over the next several months, Twitter employees repeatedly vented their frustrations with Hamilton 68 over email. The amount of media attention the project was generating created a public relations headache for Twitter, so they were eager to expose the truth about the dashboard. I'll give these guys credit. They were looking to do the right thing. They were going, oh, something's wrong here. But before we even go into that, I want to remind you, Hamilton 68, the Alliance for Securing Democracy, one of the groups behind Hamilton 68, and the former FBI agent, the former CIA people, the former Clinton administration personnel were all the people behind this, and also Bill Kristol. So we have collusion here. He says, frenzied politicians desperately clinging to the Russian collusion narrative started to pressure Facebook and Twitter in early 2018. When Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee penned a now vindicated internal report on FBI abuses, a hashtag that said release the memo went viral on Twitter. That goes back to the clip we played where, you know, they were saying release the memo was a Russian misinformation deal. But here's the deal. They said, this is when Molly Hemingway said this, when the hashtag went viral, Schiff had a theory that it wasn't the American public that was interested in the abuse of the FISA Act, you know, the FISA court. Nope, it was Russians. Secret Russian bots were trying to make it look like Americans were interested in FISA abuse against a Trump affiliate. Well, they were interested. We were definitely interested. Anyway, short break. We'll finish this off when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Twitter files are just the tip of the iceberg because there's so much more. There was a corrupt revolving door at the highest levels between the FBI and Twitter. Look no further than Jim Baker, former general counsel at the FBI who helped unlawfully investigate Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Or look at Jim Comey's deputy chief of staff who became the director of strategy at Twitter. Isn't it true, according to the Twitter files, that there were so many FBI officials who then went to work at Twitter that created their own Slack channel and crib sheet for onboarding? The Twitter files confirm that, correct?
Correct.
Are you aware, as the American people are aware, that according to polling, of the people that were made aware of the Hunter Biden laptop story, 53% would have changed their vote, including 61% of Democrats? This is the definition of election meddling. and it's the definition of election meddling by the FBI on behalf of Democrats, paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. It's collusion, it's corruption, and it's unconstitutional.
That, folks, was Representative Elise Stefanik, and she's talking about the FBI colluding with Democrats in order to get Donald Trump and in order to pass on misinformation. I used to think the Russian Politburo was, this is their media. And it was a joke. I remember as a teenager, you know, as an adult, where they would talk about the Russian Politburo said, and of course it was all propaganda. That's what we were told here. That's what we were taught to believe about the Russians. Do you know we are far worse under the Biden administration, under Obama? We are far worse than the Russians ever were in misinformation. They literally formed a group, Hamilton 68, in order to make us believe lies. Twitter files, she said, is the tip of the iceberg. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Corrupt revolving door at the highest levels. And she starts out with Jim Baker, the counsel for the FBI, who helped unlawfully investigate Trump, becomes a made man at Twitter. Comey, Crooked Comey, his deputy chief of staff, became the director of strategy at Twitter. Did I mention that I've been kicked off Twitter for a week? Beginning yesterday? Or maybe it was the day before. I don't remember, but I'm off for days. So many FBI people, she said, who went to work at Twitter that they had to they created their own Slack channel. You know what a Slack channel is, in case you don't. Slack is a service, and you can set up a private channel with only the people that you want to talk about that issue. So if you wanted to set up a Slack channel for immigration, or a Slack channel for human trafficking, or a Slack channel for drugs, or whatever, and say, I want these people on these various channels, but never the tween shall meet. Now, none of these people would meet. You set up Slack channels. The FBI set up its own, the former FBI agents within Twitter set up their own Slack channel. That's how many there were. Then she goes on, and this is the debatable thing that always upsets me. They say, and if people had known what the Bidens were doing and all these different things, it would have changed the outcome of the election. No, it wouldn't. Trump won the first time, and he would have won the second time. The only thing it would have done was validate what most people knew. And yeah, would it have changed a few votes? Fine. But Joe Biden didn't get the votes he got in the first place. People need to say, it wouldn't have changed. It would have changed the outcome of the election in the sense that more people would have supported Trump. But the election, Trump won. Don't tell me it changed the outcome of the election. You want me to buy into their nonsense? I refuse. So, citing this Hamilton 68, Schiff and Dianne Feinstein wrote a letter to Jack Dorsey, who was then the CEO of Twitter, and Mark Zuckerberg, demanding that their companies crack down on, quote, alleged Russian bots. Well, they didn't. Let me unquote that. The Russian bots. Twitter responded with a letter defending its work to place, to police foreign interference. An analysis of hashtag release the memo, General Counsel Vijaya Gadde wrote back, has not identified any significant activity connected to Russia. So what these people were doing, Feinstein and Schiff, were covering their butts. Let's continue this lie. Let's perpetrate this lie. Let's make people believe that there's this Russian interference when there was none. And it said, worse, Gadde claimed that Twitter could not evaluate Hamilton 68's claims. And here's what he says. Because the Hamilton dashboard's account list is not available to the public, we are unable to offer any specific context on the account it includes. There may be individual cases where Twitter accounts are operating within our rules, but are included in the dashboard. We have offered to review the list of accounts contained in the dashboard, and this offer remains open. Now remember, as I said earlier in the broadcast, there are a group of people who already knew they had the list. This was Joel Ross saying, we may have to just go public and let them know we've got this. So they'll go ahead and let us know, you know, stop playing games. And I want to remind you what Twitter's, the person who's supposed to be helping Twitter meander this stuff. And I forget her name, but she's like over there. Consider them their spokesperson. She says, we have to be careful in how much we push back on the ASD, ASD publicly. These are the people who want to secure democracy. She was afraid. The ASD, if we push back too much, we could get in trouble. You know what she was saying? These people are powerful. They're, so what, we know they're lying. That doesn't matter. They could get us. Look at what they're doing to Trump. She was afraid. Anyway, this is a big story. These are people who intentionally lied to us, set up an organization that was worse than anything they described. It was worse than the people they described. The Russians couldn't have done a better job of misinformation than what these people did. It said the private sector Russia baiting followed a similar approach from the U.S. government, which repeatedly the company demanded, rather, the company find Russian influence, which its internal audits consistently revealed to be non-existent. This is what the Twitter files transcript showed, that despite knowing that there was no connection, knowing that they were the ones establishing this fake, this bogus connection between the Russians, the FBI, and other government agencies were insisting that Twitter play along, strong-arming them. You will play along. They said in the run-up to the New York Post reporting on Hunter Biden, Twitter executives worked in close concert with the FBI and other intelligence agencies, where the company was warned to be on guard against foreign hacking. This is old stuff here. But I don't know if you saw, Jim Jordan asked one of the Twitter former execs, maybe he's still an executive. He asked him, he said, hey, did you deal with Jim Clapper or Brennan or any of the people on this list, all leftists, all who hate Trump, and all who thwarted a U.S. election? They should all be in prison. Name me one that shouldn't be, please. What would you do to people who did this? What should you do? We don't have a republic, folks, if we can't trust these people, and we cannot. Joe Biden and the staff claimed 7 times they had no part in his business schemes, his family's business schemes. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. That's what Biden claimed in 2019. Senator Grassley's speaking before the first select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government hearing, said that the whistleblower disclosures make clear that the FBI has within its possession very significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter and James Biden. These disclosures also allege that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. The FBI has whistleblowers that implicate the Bidens, and the left will do nothing.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.